It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
And good afternoon, KFAR listeners. Scott McRae here in the studio from Explore Fairbanks on another edition of the Explore Fairbanks radio show. And joining me in the studio here is my co-host and my colleague, Director of Tourism and Meeting Sales of Explore Fairbanks, Mr. Bill Wright. Bill, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. Happy fall.
Happy fall. Yeah. And we're finally having a nice fall in terms of weather.
Right. Like, yeah.
It's been great, which is important for us this time of year because, Bill, you and Casey talked a couple weeks ago about the aurora season being here. Big criteria to that aurora season is having clear skies, and it looks like Mother Nature is finally cooperating with us.
Absolutely. We're through the rainforest.
Yes. Well, we have a very special guest joining us via telephone today. You know, we talk about the tourism industry as it relates here to Fairbanks, and we're going to kind of go up to the 10,000-foot level here and look at tourism marketing from the perspective of Alaska as a destination. So join us on the phone here, the president and CEO of the Alaska Travel Industry Association, Jillian Simpson. Jillian, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here with you guys.
Absolutely, Jillian. So, well, let's start off. Let's know about Jillian a little bit first. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been here in the great state of Alaska and working in the visitor industry.
Yeah, thank you. My favorite topic. I moved to Alaska 25 years ago, actually, in August of 1997. I had just graduated from college, and I was looking for that big Alaska adventure and thought I would live here for 1 year and then go on and do something else. And like so many people who are here now, I just fell in love with everything that Alaska had to offer and who I was growing to be as a person living in Alaska. I just was really happy here. So I spent a few years working in social services, and then in 2000, transferred over to tourism. I got a job as the marketing coordinator for the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. And so that's how I got my start in Alaska tourism.
And I love the fact how you happened to kind of stumble upon living here in Alaska. My story is very similar. Came here in Fairbanks in 1987 to attend the University of Alaska Fairbanks. It's going to be here for 1 year, transfer out, and then lo and behold, 36 later is here, so still here.
Yep. It's great how so many of us are here.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So, Jillian, you know, a lot of listeners here might not be aware that there is actually a statewide tourism marketing organization. You know, in some cases, we feel that here and see that here in Fairbanks. You know, people are not aware of Explore Fairbanks and what it is we do. So let's give our listeners kind of the ATIA 101. Tell us a little bit about what ATIA is and what your role is.
Sure, thank you for that. Yeah, so the Alaska Travel Industry Association was formed in the year 2000, actually. It was the combination association marketing council and the Alaska Division of Tourism. So we are actually one of the unique entities of statewide tourism marketing organizations around the country that is both a trade association, so we serve sort of as like a statewide chamber of commerce on behalf of travel industry businesses, where we will advocate on behalf of having a very healthy travel and tourism industry in Alaska. And then one of our lines of business, one of the ways that we do that is by implementing and overseeing the state of Alaska's tourism or their destination marketing program. And so that is a huge component of what we do. We have a national and international marketing program to raise brand awareness of Alaska as a travel destination in order to get visitors to Alaska, which, again, helps our economy and helps tourism businesses here. And then the other piece that we do to support tourism businesses is to just make sure that there are lots of education and networking opportunities to strengthen the industry as a whole. And one of the most important things that we do every year is we have an annual convention, and I am excited to share, and I know you all know this, you're working hard with us on this, is that our annual convention is coming to Fairbanks next month.
What?
Yeah, did you know that?
Oh, boy. Okay. No, this is good to know.
You better get cracking.
Help with it. Yeah. But we'll have over 400 industry leaders, marketing experts, and tour operators all coming together to talk about the challenges and the opportunities, and to all just get together and share how the summer season was, and to talk about the fall and winter season that's coming forward, and what we can all do collectively as an industry to move us forward.
Absolutely. Well, no, we are very much excited to host, and as we've talked about here in previous shows, you know, part of what we do at Explore Fairbanks is trying to bring meetings and conventions to the city, and when they do come here, it's a tremendous economic boom to the, you know, to the restaurants that attendees are going to, and other establishments. So it's a good thing in many ways for us to be able to host it. So we're looking forward to that next month.
When we are so looking forward to coming up there too. It's always really special for us too, because one component of our convention that we always have is what we call community night, where the local industry, so you guys in this case in Fairbanks, is hosting us and showing off your fabulous city so that all the industry leaders will be able to see everything that Fairbanks has to offer, and we're really excited about that.
Absolutely. Another exciting component of this year's convention is, you know, there's a big emphasis within the industry on giving back to the community, so there's going to be some opportunities for attendees to volunteer at a couple of nonprofits here, so, you know, we welcome that opportunity to be able to do that as well.
Yeah, we're really excited about that opportunity as well. I think certainly our industry knows, and hopefully a lot of the nonprofits and stakeholders around the state know how generous and supportive the travel industry is when it comes to supporting different nonprofit organizations across the state.
Absolutely. So, Jillian, you know, one of the things ATI does, and you alluded to this, is, you know, advocating for the statewide visitor industry, you know, which includes, you know, communicating to stakeholders and residents the overall the value of the visitor industry to Alaska as it pertains to economic development. So let's talk about some of the highlights there about what the tourism industry does for the state of Alaska when it comes to jobs, when it comes to direct spending. It's a pretty significant economic sector within the overall Alaskan industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's probably the most important thing that tourism does, is that we are an economic driver. And it is important because it allows people to live and work in their communities and showcase all of the wonderful reasons why we choose to live here and earn a living while doing that. So there's a lot of benefits to tourism. Prior to the pandemic, we did an economic impact study and found that 1 in 10 jobs in Alaska is related to the travel industry. So we're a huge part of providing jobs in the state. And we have an economic impact of over $4.5 billion into the economy. So we're really proud of that. And I'm really excited, Scott, because we have a new economic impact that'll be coming out, but it's not quite ready yet. So you'll have to come to convention to learn more about it. But definitely the amount of money that visitors are spending in Alaska has increased since 2017, so certainly we know that the economic impact will be increasing as well.
Absolutely. And when we talk about jobs, you know, there's the jobs that are directly related to the industry, but then you have these indirect jobs as well. So there's the dry cleaners that, you know, majority, a lot of their business will come from a local hotel. There's service stations who take care of motor coaches and tour operator vehicles. So there's jobs that are within the industry, but it gets even a big, that number expands quite a bit when you factor in all those other jobs that one way or the other rely on the industry for their well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. We think everybody works in tourism in Alaska because of that.
Absolutely. So like pretty much every industry in the world, the pandemic in 2020 was devastating to the Alaska visitor industry. And, you know, the comeback from the pandemic, it certainly wasn't overnight, and in some ways we're still going through it. So I guess kind of talk us through about where is the industry now compared to 2019. You know, 2019 was a pretty record year for Alaska, certainly here in Fairbanks, and we seem to be climbing back up towards that.
Yeah, 2019 was definitely the banner year for us, and we were on a trajectory to continue growing. And then, of course, COVID happened, and we As you said, it was devastating to the visitor industry here in Alaska. We lost 80% of jobs, 80% of our revenue, and definitely over 80% of our visitors as a result of that. It was really, really devastating for us. Fortunately, thanks to some government programs and the work that the industry did to pull itself together, as well as thank goodness for Alaskans willing to travel around the state and spend money locally.
Absolutely.
We were able to come together and come through that. Certainly, there's still more work to be got done. We're still in a recovery, even though a lot of visitors and travel is happening and is back. But, you know, businesses are still trying to recover from that. It's definitely going to take several years for them to get to the place where they were before. But that being said, though, the visitor numbers this year are definitely looking strong. It's definitely driven by the cruise capacity that we have. This is a record-breaking year for the number of cruisers that are coming to Alaska, which are not only in the Inside Passage, but as you all know up in Fairbanks, that they do cross the Gulf and make their way into the interior, an important part of our economy there.
Yeah. What
we are seeing, though, is I think last year we definitely had a banner year of what we call the independent traveler, those people that are flying into Alaska and traveling around on their own or, you know, participating in a package tour, but they're not on a cruise. Certainly those numbers were probably very historic, and I think a lot of businesses were really very grateful and very happy to see so many independent travelers. This year, what we're hearing anecdotally is that because Europe has opened back up and there's definitely, you know, just a lot of more competition in the marketplace again, that the independent traveler was a little bit soft this year. So I think we'll see strong cruise numbers, but maybe a little bit softer independent travel. So we need to keep working to reach those people and encourage them to choose Alaska for their next vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. And we did see some of that, you know, that drop here within Fairbanks with some of the European visitors, you know, also, you know, domestic travelers who would typically come to Alaska with international borders open back up, not having the same, you know, restrictions during the pandemic, you know, U.S. domestic travelers making that international trip. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, I suppose, in some ways, but it reinforces the important work that ATI does, that we'd Explore Fairbanks do. It just makes our marketing efforts even more important.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. That is really the importance and the beauty of marketing, right? When we have barriers, it's through marketing messaging to let people know to overcome them, and it's why it is so important to make sure that we are present in the marketplace constantly.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some of the other things we're still coming out of from the pandemic that other industries see, too. You know, there's still some workforce development issues that got better, you know, this year. And certainly those inflationary costs, you know, sometimes make things challenging. But if there's any industry that's resilient, then we witnessed it through the pandemic. It's certainly our visitor industry.
I think so. Yeah. I think the resilience, I think also just very innovative, the fact that we're so relational and just working together and coming together to make things happen and to, you know, be very nimble and respond
yes.
to changes quickly, I think has really helped a lot as well. The entrepreneurs in this industry are pretty inspiring and amazing.
It is, yeah. Jillian, we're going to take a commercial break here, but we'll come back and we'll talk more about all things ATIA and tourism in the great state of Alaska.
Great.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
Looking for an unforgettable adventure in the heart of Fairbanks? Well, look no further than Fountainhead Hotels, your gateway to comfort, flavor, and history. From stunning grounds and natural trails to impeccable service, Fountainhead Hotels is where your Fairbanks journey begins. From fine dining at Zach's Restaurant and Lounge to the splendor of the amazing Antique Auto Museum, clean, spacious rooms where you can relax. That's Fountainhead Hotels. Your Fairbanks adventure begins with us. Find them online at fountainheadhotels.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50-50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to the show. Scott McCray here from Explore Fairbanks, along with my co-host and colleague, Bill Wright. Big thank you to Fountainhead Properties for sponsoring this month's show. So each month of the Explore Fairbanks radio show, we have a different one of our tourism partners who provide the sponsorship for the show. And I think it's 2 weeks ago, I think it was, Bill, that Willie and Karen from Fountainhead, Willie from the Fountainhead Antique Auto Museum, were on the radio program. Boy, that auto museum is just, you talk about treasures here in Fairbanks. You know, we think of all that Mother Nature has to offer, but then you have these amazing places like the auto museum. It's just, every time I go there, it's like I'm just amazed as I was the first time.
Yes, exactly, because every time I go, which I go a lot because we take a lot of travel trade folks there to share it with them so they can then share it with their customers and clients, but I see something new every single time. There's always something new, and it's just I'm even been recently fascinated by all the wax mannequins that they have.
Yes, yeah.
They're some of them are almost 200 years old, and they hold up, and they're just amazing.
Absolutely, that. So joining us today via telephone, we have Jillian Simpson, the president and CEO of the Alaska Travel Industry Association. Jillian, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's great talking with you guys.
Yeah. So, Jillian, we talked, you know, before the break about what ATIA does. So let's kind of shift gears and let's talk about the why factor, because we sometimes get it here, you know, in Fairbanks. There's a perception sometimes from people that, you know, a bucket list destination like Alaska, like Fairbanks, we don't need to market ourselves. People just organically come here on their own. And that's definitely not the case. So let's have a conversation and kind of dispel the notion that, you know, visitation to Alaska is an organic endeavor. It's not. There's a lot of strategic marketing that goes into it. So let's talk about what ATI does in that.
Yeah, that's great. And I do think that that is a common misperception. I think because Alaska has such a strong brand and there is so many wonderful attributes that we have, that there's a lot of reasons to come and visit Alaska. But as you said, people don't just come organically. I think we have a strong brand because we have been marketing Alaska for a really long, long time. And people come up here and they love it and they spread the word more about it. But we constantly have to reinforce that message about what our attributes are because there are so many other competing destinations that are out there marketing and messaging why somebody else should choose a different destination for their travel destination. And we have to constantly remind them what Alaska has to offer and why coming here is important. Several years ago, Scott, I don't know if you, I'm sure you're aware of this study, and several years ago when the state of Colorado went from a $12 million marketing budget to zero, and they had no tourism marketing at all, and they thought people were just going to come because they always have, and they saw a 30% reduction in visitation and economic impact immediately that very next year. So if people don't hear the message, you know, it's not something that'll be top of mind. And as you know, it takes a long time to plan a trip to Alaska. We're not a a simple destination to come to, and we're definitely not a destination that people make a last-minute decision to come to. There's a lot of planning that's involved, and so we need to be front and center reminding them about our mountains and our aurora and our glaciers and our cultural experiences constantly.
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's a nice, you know, in terms of the messaging that's come out of ATI that's been emphasized, you know, more the last couple of years, has been the focus on the Alaska Native cultural experience, because, you know, you're looking at, because ATI, like us, you know, we look out there, what are the national trends, what are visitors looking for on some of the different national surveys there. And coming out of the pandemic, there was this shift, and people were looking for more authentic experiences, want to connect with the local culture, wide open spaces. You know, the things they were looking for is Alaska. It's Alaska to a T. So understanding what people were looking for and making sure they knew Alaska was one of those places that could offer that.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been really rewarding and exciting for us to be focusing more on the cultural tourism aspect of Alaska as a destination. So we're excited about moving forward with that.
And similar to us, you know, ATI, you very similar in terms of the, you know, marketing tactics. You know, it's a mix. It's the social media, which, of course, is growing significantly, working with travel trade, paid advertising. There's a number of ways that you use to get the word out there to different audiences.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. There are definitely some great strategies. All of them are based on research about which target market to go after geographically as well as demographically, trying to send the right message at the right time as people are in different planning stages of their trip. And so all of that is looked at with a fine-tooth comb, and we try to get that message out, and we try to convert those as many people as possible each year to come and spend as much money as possible in Alaska.
Yep, absolutely. Let's talk now kind of about, I think, the beauty of Alaska tourism marketing is it's the co-op model that comes with it. So we have ATI at the top level marketing Alaska as a whole. Us DMOs like Explore Fairbanks, we get to come in and piggyback on those marketing efforts to bring to Fairbanks. And we have partners in Explore Fairbanks that then utilize our marketing endeavors to try to bring visitors to their business. So let's kind of talk about that model, because it is kind of a unique one in some ways.
It sure is, and I think you've described it beautifully, that we look at our role as, you know, one umbrella organization that gets people interested and excited about Alaska, and then you do the work of getting them excited and interested to coming to Fairbanks, and then your member businesses can then piggyback off of your efforts in order to bring them to their particular business. And I think what's really great and what is unusual, I think you don't see this across many destinations, though, is how much businesses across Alaska are leveraging our marketing program. We offer so many different opportunities for businesses to buy into either programs that we are spearheading, like whether it's a sales mission or, you know, a PR outreach. Or advertising on our website, where they can pay a little bit and participate at a level that they wouldn't be able to do on their own. And so yeah. We really help get the reach further out there so that small businesses in particular can really reach an international audience that they certainly couldn't do on their own. And so it's really this collective work that we all do as an industry that really elevates the message and brings people to Alaska.
Yeah, that's especially true when looking again at the makeup of ATI membership, just how many of the members fall within that small business category. You know, some people think, oh, tourism industry, you know, entities is made up, it's the cruise ship, it's the airlines, but a majority of our partners, a majority of the businesses that are part of the industry, they fall into that one to two sole proprietor, some with employees, a handful of five employees. No way they could get the word out about their product without the work that ATI does or an entity like us.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. It really is the small businesses. I think 60% of our membership have less than five employees, and those can definitely be on the larger side of things. Certainly, our membership does range from the large cruise ship to, you know, a sole proprietor, but definitely the backbone of our industry are entrepreneurs within Alaska that are across the whole state. So it's also not ones just living, you know, in the major cities, but certainly rural Alaska is highly represented through that as well. And that's what's really important. Not everybody has an Explore Fairbanks to promote their region. So it's important to have a statewide organization that helps with that.
Jillian, we're going to get the crystal ball out. And the crystal ball for the visitor industry, it's a murky one at best sometimes. But let's see, what do you see as the future of the visitor industry in Alaska? Looking ahead to say, then the next 2 to 3 years, changing trends, changing demographics. Where is this amazing industry going here in the short to long term?
Oh, that's a great question, Scott. I think the work that you all have been doing to promote and grow winter continues to pay dividends, and I don't see that slowing down at all. I think that there's huge growth opportunities with the fact that we are an amazing Aurora destination. So I think that will continue to grow. I think travelers continue to look towards businesses and destinations that are operating sustainably. Yeah. And that's not just environmentally, but also socioculturally. And so I think we'll see that growing. I think our initiatives around cultural tourism promotion are going to continue to grow and to pay off. And I think we'll see more and more businesses developing tour product along those lines. I think that there's a high demand for that, and I think that the more that we can promote that, we can continue to grow the industry in that way. And I do see independent travelers continuing to expand. The summer season continues to expand. Winter continues to grow. So I think that there's we haven't been in a while looking at that, that bell curve of people only coming in the summertime. But I think that the more authentic the experience is, the more appealing it is to visitors. And I think, of course, with all of the interest in the Arctic and Alaska being an Arctic destination, that is only going to continue to grow interest in us.
Most definitely. Yeah, definitely seeing, more interest in that on our end. And in regards to cruise industry, it's interesting. Back in the day, the cruise industry was mid-May to mid-September, and now it's expanded dramatically on either end with first cruise ships coming into southeast ports in mid to late April and the last ones leaving mid to late October. That season has definitely expanded.
Yeah, yep, everything keeps expanding. Maybe we'll see one day where it's even year-round, right?
all right, so Jillian, here's kind of the final question here. So, those of us who are fortunate to be involved in tourism marketing, we consider our roles here at Explore Fairbanks as storytellers. We're the storytellers of Fairbanks, trying to tell compelling stories that draw people to our destination. So, asking you about your story, Jillian, what is your most epic Alaskan adventure?
Oh, my gosh. This is such a tough question because I think I've had so many, and I've been so fortunate that one of my roles at ATIA was that I led tour operators on familiarization tours across the state. So I have been able to experience really, really cool things. But I will say personally, it was actually out of Fairbanks. I went up the Hall Road for the first time, I think in 2007, and hiked into Adigan Gorge, which is just north of Adigan Pass. And, being somebody who's living in Anchorage, I had never been in the mountains without trails. So it was kind of mind-blowing for me that I couldn't just pull out a trail map and see where I was going. And while I was hiking and camping in there, I just feel like I had the epitome of the Alaska experience with the scenery was just spectacular. The wildlife, I got to see muskox and doll sheep right on mountain ridges. And then when I camped at night, the aurora came out. And so it was just the most spectacular time, and I fell in love with the Brooks Range, and I fell in love with Northern Alaska at that time.
That's great. And the correct answer was out of Fairbanks, so I'm glad you made a
right.
note here. All right, good job, Jillian. Yeah. All right, Jillian, we are about out of time here. Any final things you want to add in regards to ATIA and the tourism marketing for the state of Alaska?
No, I just want to thank Explore Fairbanks for being such fabulous partners of ours and for all of your work to help promote the industry. You're amazingly supportive, and we're super lucky to have Fairbanks as a destination that we get to share with the world. So thank you for all that you do.
Same on our end. We couldn't do what we do without the support of ATI. It's a beautiful partnership. So, all right. Well, Jillian, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to seeing you next month here for the ATI convention. And thank you, listeners, for another edition of the Explore Fairbanks Radio Show.
On KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. And streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.